Do you really need AI for your small business? Here's the truth. You've heard the hype. Every tech publication, every LinkedIn influencer, every software vendor is telling you that AI will revolutionize your business. Meanwhile, you're just trying to keep the lights on, pay your team, and maybe, just maybe, carve out an hour for yourself this week. So let's cut through the noise and answer the question honestly. Do you actually need AI for your small business? The short answer, you don't need it to survive. But if you want to stay competitive in 2026 and beyond, ignoring it comes with real costs. The numbers tell a story. Here's where things get interesting. According to recent data, 98% of small businesses are now using AI in some form daily. That's not a typo. Nearly every small business you compete with is already experimenting with or actively using AI tools. But here's the stat that matters more. 91% of those businesses credit AI for their growth, and 87% report meaningful operational improvements. The gap is widening. Growing businesses are nearly twice as likely to invest in AI compared to struggling ones. That's not a coincidence. It's cause and effect. The stakes are real. When your competitors automate their invoicing, scheduling, and customer follow-ups while you're still doing it manually, they're not just saving time. They're redirecting that energy into growth, customer relationships, and strategy, the myths holding you back. Let's tackle the objections head-on. First, AI is too expensive for a business my size. This was true 5 years ago. It's not true anymore. AI has matured to the point where microbusinesses can access practical, low-cost tools without massive infrastructure. We're talking about tools that cost less than your monthly coffee budget. Second, I don't have the technical skills to implement it. You don't need to code. You don't need a data science degree. Modern AI tools are made for business owners, not software developers. If you can use a smartphone, you can use most AI applications today. Third, it's just hype. It won't actually help my specific business. But 55% of small businesses now use AI in product development and innovation. 54% use it in operations and supply chain management. 51% use it in financial management. This isn't just for tech companies. It's applied across every industry. Fourth, I'll lose the personal touch with my customers. This is the greatest myth. AI doesn't replace the human touch. It creates more time for it. When you're not buried in administrative tasks, you can actually talk to your customers, build relationships, and do work that matters. What AI actually does for small businesses. Let's get specific. The average small business saves $500 to $2,000 per month with AI tools. That's not theoretical, that's real money. More valuable, business owners are freeing up over 20 hours per month. That's a half week of time you can put toward growth, strategy, or even your personal life. Here's where that time comes from. Automated invoicing and expense categorization. No more manual data entry or chasing down receipts. Smart scheduling. AI handles appointment booking, reminders, and calendar optimization content generation, social posts, email drafts, customer communications in minutes. Customer service. AI handles routine inquiries while you focus on complex issues. Transcription and note-taking. Meeting summaries and action items generated automatically. The old way versus the new way. The old way, spending 2 hours a week manually categorizing expenses. Writing every social media post from scratch. Answering the same customer questions over and over by email. Manually following up with leads and often forgetting. Transcribing meeting notes yourself, or just hoping you remember the important stuff. The new way, expenses categorized automatically as they come in, AI drafts social posts. You review and personalize in minutes, common questions answered instantly, automated follow-up sequences, keep leads warm, meeting transcripts and action items delivered before you finish your coffee. The bottom line, AI doesn't do your job for you. It removes the friction that keeps you from doing your job well. The 80/20ths. Rule of AI success. Only about 20% of AI's value comes from the tools themselves. The remaining 80% depends on how you redesign your workflows. This is critical. Buying an AI tool and expecting magic is like buying a gym membership and expecting to get fit without showing up. The businesses seeing real results aren't just adopting AI. They're rethinking their processes from the ground up, training their teams to work alongside AI, setting clear metrics to measure improvement, maintaining human oversight for important decisions. Where to start without overwhelm? You don't need to overhaul your whole business at once. Start small, pick one pain point, the task that drains your energy most, and find an AI solution to fix that problem first. Use this framework. Identify your biggest time sink. Research tools that address it. Look for those designed for small businesses. Start with a free trial or low-cost option. Measure the results. Track time saved and quality of output. Expand gradually to more workflows once you have a win. For many, the first win comes from automating financial tasks, like invoicing, or content creation, like social media. These areas offer quick, measurable returns without major process changes. The honest answer. Do you need AI to run your small business? Technically, no. Plenty of businesses operated before AI existed. But here's the reality. 75% of small and medium-sized businesses are investing in AI right now. The question isn't whether AI works. It does. The question is if you're willing to invest the effort to implement it. The good news, you don't need to be a tech wizard or have a huge budget. You just need to start somewhere and commit to learning as you go. The urgency is real. The tools are accessible. The best time to get started is now. Executive takeaway, AI isn't magic. It's a practical set of tools that, when implemented thoughtfully, delivers real time and cost savings for small businesses. The competitive advantage goes to those who adopt early and adapt, not to those who wait. If you're ready to explore what AI automation could look like for your business, the Baffman team is here to help. No pressure, no jargon, just straight talk about what makes sense for you.